You are tuned in to the Arizona Saturday morning tradition for 26 years. Arizona, welcome. It's Rosie on the house without Rosie. He'll be back next Saturday. He's still in Germany. If you heard last Saturday's broadcast, we went through that as we were broadcasting from TCC, Tucson Convention Center. I actually did a little research. This is very embarrassing to say, but when we were talking with Noel, the home show director at Saba, about Saba's 43rd year. We're like, well, it can't possibly have been here at the Tucson Convention Center that whole time. This building can't be 43 years old. This is a 70s style building. You can tell by the architecture. And you start thinking, oh, that was 40 years ago that the 70s were. Ooh, ooh. No, I can't be that old. What? No. This can't be right. But yeah, I don't know that it's been there the entire time, but the convention center was open in 1971. So for a little follow-up for inquiring minds that like to know, there you go. The Tucson Convention Center was built in 1971. And that's a testament right there. You hear us constantly bang the drum for masonry. It's a timeless building product. And you go there and it doesn't look or feel like a 41-year-old building because masonry is just that tough. Also, a little follow-up. Rosie is in Germany. My oldest sister, Rachel, her husband, Wayne Dahl, is in the Army, and he's stationed there. It was supposed to be for a little bit longer than it is, but they're actually going to be back in the States this summer, and then they get sent to Georgia, not the state, but the country next to Russia before whatever he's doing in the Army somehow all leads to Russia, and he'll be at the embassy in Russia ultimately is his final destination. So he's in an immersion program there right now in Munich, Germany. So Rosie and Jennifer were skiing the tallest mountain in Germany. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. I looked it up online to make sure the spelling was correct, and it wasn't the autocorrect that changed the spelling. And it was, I'm not even going to try and pronounce it. But they're skiing there today. They get back next week, and they will be on the broadcast next Saturday as we're live in Flagstaff from our CAF affiliate in Flagstaff. Well, actually, we won't be at the home show because it doesn't open till 10. Now that we start at 7, it doesn't make sense to sit at a vacant home show for 3 hours. So we'll be at the CAF studio on historic Route 66 and at the exhibiting and have a number of stage presentations that we'll be doing at the home show that week. That weekend, you can find more details at rosieonthehouse.com. And so that brings us to our open line hour, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. We were talking in the 7 o'clock hour that only a few of our affiliates have picked up thus far. We've only been doing that one since Valentine's Day, so that's our fifth or sixth broadcast from 7 o'clock. But that you can't experience the Grand Canyon without going down into the canyon, and I have been getting beat up on email, and I even heard Mike and Steph talking about, well, we don't have the time to hike down to the Grand Canyon, or it's too far, or we're not in shape, or it's only open to hike a certain time of the year, and it doesn't work for our schedule. You don't have to hike down there. You can raft it. And the rafting trip I took, I drove to Las Vegas, went to a chartered jet that flew to a tiny dirt landing strip on the north rim of the Grand Canyon, where we stayed at, what's the name of that ranch?
Ranch? Were you down by Phantom Ranch?
And it was or Marble on, it Canyon. Was, it was on top of the north rim.
Vermilion Cliffs Lodge, Marble Canyon Lodge. There's two lodges.
I think it's Marble Canyon.
Marble Canyon.
Wake up to helicopters that are out on the landing pad, and they fly us down into the canyon where our rafts are waiting, and we spend the next 3 days going south where a speedboat picks us up, because at a certain point where Lake Mead, it runs into Lake Mead, the river just isn't flowing. And it apparently takes like 8 hours from where the speedboat picked us up to get to the unloading spot. That's what it was going to take the guides to finish the trip was 8 hours. We did it in 45 minutes in the speedboat.
Is that why you're sunburned?
This was 2 years ago.
Oh, okay.
No. This is my homestead tan. But that, so you don't have to be in any great physical condition. And really, the trip, when you think about all the different forms of transportation, they took us from a train when we landed from the, or no, they need a train, because then that would cover it all. They bussed us up to the ranch when we landed on the airstrip. And I told them, if you just built a train for this little 2-mile track, you'll cover basically every form of engineered transportation there is, mechanical transportation there is. But it I think it was like $1,200 for the trip I took, and you save $100 a month by this time next year. And it's absolutely fascinating, and the guides are very trained in the history and the interesting stories of exploration of the Grand Canyon. So you're on this trip, and you stop, and they take you to this water seep here, and they feed you phenomenal food. The charter service I took, there's a number of them, but Arizona River Runners is the place I took, and I would highly recommend it if you're looking for a trip down the canyon. And I mentioned it because I just got an email as we were talking about it in the 7 o'clock hour. 2016 dates now available. So Arizona River Runners, if you're looking for an incredible Arizona adventure, that's one that I will take our kids when they're old enough. Landry's just now turned one on Valentine's Day, so she's still a few years away. So we'll be taking that when everyone gets a little bit older. But we're here for the homeowners. Before we get to our special guests this hour, let's start with Jason in Tempe. Answer his question so he can get busy on his project he's got lined out for the weekend. Go ahead, right. Jason.
Hey, I'm just got a question about what type of solvent to use to join some PVC pipes. I went to the local home improvement store, and they have two different kinds, the one with the primer and then another bottle, a can with cement, and they have the two-in-one. And I don't know what's the better way to go. The two-in-one seems easier, but I don't know if it'll join it as well.
And this is for landscape?
Yeah, for my backyard.
Just white PVC?
Yep, white PVC. Yeah.
You know, really, either one is fine. If you call Bill Jenkins of Think Green, he has a favorite, and he's just one of those old-school diehard, this is what we've used forever, and it doesn't fail us. And I don't remember his exact one, and I don't know that you would find it at You may have to go to Sprinkler World or a Ewing to get it. I don't know. It's something that they sell in Ace or regular hardware stores.
Right.
But if you want his suggestion, you know what? I'll call Bill during the next break and see if I can get that answer for you, and we'll mention it on air. But either one's going to work, Jason. The biggest key is the prep. If you're repairing a broken line, chances are it's wet. And if it got wet, it got muddy. You've got to clean it off, and you've got to let it dry. You've got to, from that break, anyone that's cut PVC, you've seen with a hacksaw, all the little white pieces that build up and go around the edge, you've got to clean those off. You don't want that in your glue joints. Make sure that you mark on the pipe how far that fitting needs to go in. If you put the primer on both sides and the glue on both sides and you push it together, very easily you can think, well, I got to the end. No, you just have maybe too much glue, or that glue is resisting you. Mark on the PVC how far it's supposed to fit in. Make sure you get it pushed that far in. If it's in a line that you're fixing, so you've got to dig a foot to the top and a foot to the bottom to give enough room to push those in, make sure you've cut your pipe long enough to fit in. That's as important as that, if not more than, the actual glue you use. But I will get Bill Jenkins' actual product suggestion and mention it in the following break, or the following break, or the following break. Just depends on how long it takes me to get a hold of Bill, if he's not already calling in and giving the answer to our call screener at 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Good luck on your sprinkler fitting. Let's get to our guests. Kevin Rogers, I was talking in the 7 o'clock hour. How many years as president of Arizona Farm Bureau has this been now for you?
11 years. Just
11
finished up 11
years.
Years.
Wow. Yeah. And you still have time to farm.
Not a lot, but I do. Luckily, I farm with my family, and we've got a great team of folks that make sure that when I'm going to meetings and political activities and events like today, being here with you, that things not only function, sometimes they actually function better. Sometimes my guys say, "When are you going away again?" So it works out, and because we farm as a family structure, it works out real well. And I've got great foremen on the farm and folks that watch things for us, so it flows and never miss a beat.
And Julie Murphy is also with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
When I see your posts, when I see your blogs, when I see the stuff you cover, I think I'm busy until I see Kevin. You were barbecuing last week in Tucson, or was that 2 weeks ago?
A couple of weeks ago in Tucson, and then since then we've been at Pinal County Fair, and we cooked for over 1,000 folks for the Buyer's Barbecue on Saturday.
You're in D.C. three or four times a year, at least it seems like.
Six or seven times a year.
Wow. And if you've ever been to if you've never been there, the Arizona Farm Bureau, y'all are located in the Higley area.
Mm-hmm. Right off of Higley, just south of Elliott.
Constantly busy and something going on there. I don't know how. If I need to not feel bad about my schedule and how busy I am, I just have to look at Kevin's schedule and I feel better.
Well, the bosses keep me busy. In fact, I'm exhausted, but but we have a lot of fun, and we've got an event around the clock, around the month, all the time, so it's fun.
And right now, your family is setting up where?
My kids are down at the fairgrounds down on McDowell Road, just off of 19th Avenue, setting up for the Maricopa County Fair, which starts next week.
And when we get back, we'll talk about the livestock auctions that are going on there. It's Rosie on the House. If you'd like to join the conversation, 1-888-767-4348.